Blog Talk Radio.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ the His face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil.
Internet world, welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and welcome to the Thursday edition of my broadcast. I want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me. I've just completed a long teaching series on the subject of women leadership in the church based on my book, Broken Yet Beautiful, Rising Up From Their Ashes. Those podcasts are available right here in the Blog Talk archive. They're always on my page. So if you missed out on any of the teachings, you can survey my page, scroll down, and you'll come upon them. Periodically, I will repost those podcasts. Today, I want to go right back to the heart of what I do here on The Cross in the Desert. I want to take us right back into Iran, and I want to talk to us today about an incredible friend of mine. Her story is featured in the book that Manoush and I wrote in December, and it was published on Kindle, which is a subsidiary of Amazon. The name of the book is Dear God, Please Bring Freedom to Iran. One of the feature stories in that book is about my Iranian Christian friend, Fatima Mohammadi. She is an incredibly courageous person. She had an Islamic background, not by choice so much, but because it was in the family. In her case, it was really in name only. But one day, while surveying on the internet, Fatima came across some Persian websites talking about Jesus. And it influenced her so dramatically that taking a risk, being a quote-unquote Muslim in name only in Iran, Fatima turned her life over to Christ and became a Christian. And she's not the kind of person that can stay silent in Iran. She just did not have this dramatic conversion and went on about her business. She did not keep it secret. She did not keep it to herself, as is the case with most Iranians, that the message of Christ brings such hope to Iranians that they cannot keep it in. And they broadcast it. And they are very courageous about it. Most Iranians who become Christians become part of the underground house church movement. In the case of Fatima, which is so incredible in her situation, she looked at Iran, she knew about the house church movement, and she saw that Iranians who become Christians, who leave Islam, they should have the right to have their own church above the ground, not secretly. They should be able to worship publicly. It's their choice. And Fatima went to Article 18 in the so-called Iranian Constitution, which gives religious freedom to Iranians, and she challenged the system. Now, granted, she could have just simply became a member of the house church, worshipped secretly, but that wasn't what she wanted to do. She wants to change what's happening in Iran in a dramatic way. She wants Persian Christians to have the right to worship in their own church, which is not meeting secretly. This is how brave and courageous Fatima is. She's only 22 years old, but Jesus got a hold of her heart. And in our book, Dear God, Please Bring Freedom to Iran, I wrote her story. I called her Fatima, Fearless Warrior for Christ in Iran. Well, in the book and in the story, Fatima is arrested. She is taken to Evin prison, and there, instead of physically torturing her, they begin to psychologically torture her. First, they demand that she recant her Christian faith and come back to Islam. She refused to do so. They took away her Bible. And while in prison, Fatima had some very severe panic attacks. Her heart would race away. So she begged for medical help. She was deprived of all medical help. And in prison, they began to tell her, you know, you are probably a girl that just sleeps around with men. And so Fatima feared physical rape. She feared a lot of things. But our God was with Fatima in a very special way. And after 6 months of psychological torture and threatening, they told her, we will never let you go free. You'll be back in here. They released her. They warned her, you will be back. Well, Fatima didn't just go away quietly. When she got out of prison, she started a campaign. KHMA is what she calls it. It's on Instagram, where she calls on Christians all around the world to send her videos talking about the Christian faith, and she posts it right on her Instagram site. She is constantly calling for religious freedom for Christians in Iran. She has done sit-ins across from Evin prison demanding for those that interrogated her to stop the harassment. They will call her home and talk to her mother, telling her mother that your daughter is on a path to corruption. They did that the first few months after she was released. So I have been a friend with Fatima for at least about 6 months, and she will send me posts in her English, which is she struggles with English. She sends me the posts to correct, to critique, to correct the English on it, and I will send it back. Her campaign for religious freedom in Iran with Christians sending videos is starting to grow. But Fatima told me one day, why are Christians not responding? And I said, you know, They don't understand the plight of Christians in Iran. They take their freedom for granted. I prayed with her. I've been praying for her. And as a result, she began to get more videos coming to her campaign for religious freedom in Iran. That is the story of Fatima. And about 10 days ago, my friend Manoush informed me that Fatima had been arrested. Well, when I heard this, I really panicked. I thought they have finally succeeded in getting her once again, and now they're going to put her back in Evin prison because of her activity on social media, what she's doing to draw attention to the plight of Christians in Iran. Well, it wasn't quite that. What happened was one day, a hot day in Iran, in Tehran, she was riding the bus without her hijab on. And there was another woman. She was not Basiji, I don't think. She was not part of the Ghasi Irshad, the morality police. She was an ordinary citizen, but she was outraged that Fatima had decided to go out without her hijab. And she began to yell and scream at her. And Fatima got into a quarrel with this woman, and the woman physically assaulted her, hit her. Well, the bus driver ended up taking them both to the police station. And instead of confronting this woman, they agreed that this woman had the right to confront Fatima, and they didn't question the fact that she beat her physically. And they arrested Fatima. She's the victim, but she got arrested. And I knew right away this had something to do with her Christian background. Well, thankfully, after much prayer, she was released the next day temporarily because she has a court date to come back and to deal with this issue of the hijab. And I am really concerned that at that time they're going to also bring up the issue that she is a Christian. Because you know in Iran, converting from Islam to Christianity is a crime that is punishable for women. They can serve life sentences in prison. Men can be executed. It's very serious. But what I wanted to do, because I draw attention to my friend Fatima on my Praying for the Persecuted Church page, I want to read to you an excellent article from a group known as Article 18. And they wrote about Fatima, and I want you to hear what they wrote. A young female Christian convert, an activist who spent 6 months in prison for her membership of Tehran House Church, was arrested on Tuesday for, quote, improper hijab. Fatima Mohammadi, 22, who completed her jail sentence in the spring of last year, initially went to the police to complain she had been assaulted by a woman wearing a chador who had taken issue with her improper wearing of her headscarf on a bus. But when Fatima complained to police, the chador-wearing woman was released, and Fatima was detained until 3 a.m. on Wednesday morning when she was released with a warning. Fatima is a rare activist amongst Christians in Iran, and especially converts. She writes on a variety of social issues and also has a campaign called KHMA, which petitions for all Christians, including converts, to be given the right to worship in a church in Iran. She has fearlessly campaigned, despite the knowledge that her activism will likely land her in prison and again. Earlier this year, Fatima wrote an open letter to Iran's Minister of Intelligence accusing him of violating the Constitution by targeting Christians. This came after Intelligence Minister Mahmoud Alavi publicly admitted to, quote, inviting Christian families for questioning to ask them why they had converted. In her letter, Fatima accused him of violating Article 23 of the Constitution, which states, quote, that no one may be molested or taken to task simply for holding a certain belief. She added that intelligence officials were wrong to search the properties of the converts because the Christians had committed no crime, and said they were summoned, not invited, to inspect their opinion and attempt to remove them from their beliefs. Fatima was arrested at a house church meeting in November 2017 and sentenced to 6 months in prison in April 2018. She was then released owing to time already served in the woman's ward of the notorious Evin prison. Her letter which was published by the website HRANA, referenced Mr. Alib's acknowledgement that the Christians who were questioned were, quote, ordinary people who had jobs such as selling sandwiches. As Article 18 reported, this statement marked a huge shift away from Iran's usual rhetoric that converts are agents of the West who have undergone significant training to undermine national security. Fatima's letter queried whether the members of her house church were not also ordinary, saying it comprised several housewives, a salesperson, guard, agricultural engineer, taxi driver, student, and other with similar professions, ages between 19 and 16, or 60. What were not ordinary? Were we not ordinary people who were threatened by plainclothes agents who searched the house and ransacked everything without hesitating? Fatima also questioned why Christians are prevented from talking about their beliefs with their peers, while Muslims can freely engage in propaganda at schools, universities, mosques, and shrines. She added that those who had been interrogated would no doubt have seen all these advertisements about Islam, yet, for whatever reason, they have decided to believe in Christianity. While they are not allowed to go to church, will not hear church bells, not see Christian TV, and not have the experts available to them to add to their information. She called for free, open, and secure spaces where people can discuss their ideas with the peace of mind, and said identifying Christians in an attempt to harass them and inquire into their beliefs is a flagrant violation of the Constitution and other domestic and international laws. Fatima also called on human rights groups to do more to highlight the oppression of Persian-speaking Christians in Iran, whom she said are an overlooked minority, recognized and researched only by the international community. She said Iranian officials should devote their energies to compiling statistics on the number of converts in order to, quote, learn the well-founded roots of their problems in this country and society as Christians, not identifying them just for the purpose of inspecting their opinions. Fatima published another letter in June last year in which she accused her interrogators of sexual harassment. Fatima was arrested alongside Madraza Suchanki, who is still in Evan prison serving a five-year sentence for the membership of a house church and conducting evangelism that in January was reduced to 2 years. Both of their cases were highlighted in Article 18's annual report in January, which documented rights violations against Christians last year. Madraza was one of at least 14 Christians still in prison in Iran at the start of 2019. Article 18 is aware of the arrest of at least 37 Christians so far this year. I am so proud of my Iranian friend, Fatima, who is brave, who is courageous, who is crying out for the rights of Christians in Iran. Her story is featured in my book, Dear God, Please Bring Freedom to Iran. I ask that you would purchase this book on Amazon and become familiar with the plight of Christians in Iran and pray for them on a regular basis. They face beating, persecution, and arrest, plus long and lengthy prison sentences for their activity, for their beliefs. Fatima has been very fortunate, but she has to go back to court at a future date. So please join with me and being a voice for Fatima and all Persian-speaking Christians in Iran, and please pray for her. She is a brave warrior. Just a couple of months ago, I published my 17th book on Amazon, and this is the story of Hans and Sophie Scholl in a resistance movement known as the White Rose in Hitler's Germany during World War II, where they published leaflets criticizing Hitler and calling for the German people to rise up and resist this dictator. The name of the book is called The White Rose, Long Live Freedom. It's the story, the true story, of Hans and Sophie Scholl, two young university students and many others who formed a group, an underground group, and they published thousands of leaflets criticizing Hitler, calling up for the German people to rise up and resist, pointing out the destruction of freedoms in Germany under Hitler, and the killing of the Jewish people, the sending them off to concentration camps. These two young Munich University students rose up fearlessly to stand up against Adolf Hitler. And there weren't that many that stood up to him. They were doing it only because they wanted their freedoms, but lots of them did not publicly stand up for fear that they would be executed. Now, in my book, The White Rose, I tell you the story, the sad story of how Hans and Sophie Scholl, one day that were arrested while distributing leaflets at Munich University, they were put on trial and executed by guillotine on February 22, 1943. However, this book I wrote, The White Rose, is a story within a story, because in the first chapter, I begin the book with an Iranian university teacher named Samira, who is visiting the White Rose Museum at the present time in Munich, Germany, and she goes to pay tribute to Sophie and Hans Scholl. She goes to the museum, to the court where they were tried, and then to the cemetery where they're buried with other members of the White Rose. Why is she doing this? Samira has been dramatically affected by reading their story one day in a book. She's a university teacher in Tehran teaching English. She has students in her class that have secretly come to her complaining about the oppression, the no freedom in Iran, the oppression of women, the fear, the destruction of people by the Iranian regime. And Samira has listened and wants to do something to support and speak out for her students. And one day, she reads a book about the story of Hans and Sophie Scholl, and she decides, I need to write their story too. And she does that. And then one day after it's published, she gathers together her students, and they meet secretly in her flat to read the story that she wrote about Hans and Sophie Scholl. And what happens in this book is amazing. This young university teacher and her group of students take the story of the White Rose and they bring it all the way into their story in Iran, and they form a group to speak out on social media and in protests, protesting the government, standing up just as Hans and Sophie Scholl did in Germany during World War II. So this book, The White Rose, as I mentioned, is the story of Hans and Sophie Scholl, but it's also their story. It's the story of what it's like to live in Iran under a dictatorship government, and how a brave university teacher and their students took the White Rose movement of Hans and Sophie Scholl and implemented it into Iran. This is a very interesting book, and I would pray that you would take the time to read it and to understand not only the story of Hans and Sophie Scholl, but the story of Samira and how she took the White Rose and brought it into Iran to speak out against their dictatorship government. I want to take a quick song break and come right back to you here on The Cross in the Desert.
On a road so narrow, where all that I can see is the glory straight ahead that lights the way for me. Don't want the wider road, as easy as it seems, 'cause I know you don't want it deceiving me. Gonna walk the narrow way, close to the road with a steadfast faith, no matter what it takes. Not sure what I'm gonna face, but I'm gonna walk it anyway. I promise to obey. Gonna let it shine on in me, keep me on the narrow way. In your word I will believe. I'm gonna let it shine on in me, keep me on the narrow way. I believe you've got a place in your will for me. Help me keep my eyes on what I cannot see. To be holy and pleasing in your sight. Help me to know what is wrong and do what's right. Gonna walk the narrow way, hold to the road with a steadfast faith, no matter what it takes. Not sure what I'm gonna face, but I'm gonna walk it anyway. I promise to. In your word I will believe. I'm gonna let it shine on in me, keep me on the narrow way. In your word I will believe. I'm gonna let it shine on in me, keep me on the narrow way. With all my heart and all my soul,
powerful song with a powerful truth by Wayne Watson, Walk the Narrow Way. That's exactly what Fatima and all Persian-speaking Christians do on a daily basis in Iran. It is so dangerous to live there. And the story in my book, The White Rose, is just the same story. It's the story of Samira. It's the story of a small group of university students in Tehran that take the message of Hans and Sophie Scholl in the White Rose, and they decide, we are going to do the same here in Iran, and most of them will pay for it with their lives. It's the struggle for ongoing freedom living in Iran with a dictatorship government. So I hope you will take the time in your summer reading to check out my new book, The White Rose, Long Live Freedom, up on Amazon. And I think that you will be challenged in your faith when you read this book. It has been a pleasure to come to you this morning on the Cross in the Desert and to take you on a personal journey with me to meet my dear friend Fatima. I only ask that you would continue to pray for Fatima and all Christians in Iran who daily walk the narrow way, take the narrow road, and standing up for their rights as Christians. It's dangerous. in Iran to be a Christian. It can cost you your life. I want to thank you once again for taking time out of your busy schedule on Thursday. Join me on Monday for another edition of The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. God bless you. Have a great weekend.